if you please. This is going to be what Jesus Christ will be. He's going to take Satan's place as that high priest for all eternity. And we'll know that in the book of Hebrews as well as in other places. But he was the high priest. So this is very important in the first battle in the first universe. And before Abraham enters the test, now again, some of you may think the battle was a test, but it wasn't the battle. It was about to enter into the major test. It was about to enter into a test. People, if I can cause you to see, he's about to enter a test that's at the heart and core of the spiritual warfare that we're all in. And I know that we can make a big speech in regards to the battle that he's engaged in with this king and the Confederated Army. But it's very interesting that what the Bible points out to us when Christ comes to him in the form of Melchizedek, this is the test that he is about to enter into, and we will move into our study of it. And before the test, God in his grace sends to Abraham a priest. A priest. And Strombach has done an excellent job in dealing with this aspect. God doesn't send a prophet. God doesn't send a prophet. A prophet has his responsibilities and his duties, but he didn't send a prophet to Abraham. He didn't send a lawgiver. He sent to Abraham a priest. And Strombach writes in this regard, a priest is one who approaches God on the basis of a sacrifice. He approaches God on the basis of a sacrifice. Here's the bread and the wine that has been made to atone for sin. People, we can't ignore what the Bible tells us about Melchizedek. Just a little bit of information. He's the king of Salem, and his name means king of righteousness, and he's also the high priest of God. That's our God. We don't know how this was set up. We don't know how he was commissioned. We know how the Levitical priesthood was commissioned. We know all of the understanding of the Levitical priesthood, but here's a man just coming on the scene, priest of God, boom. That's it. How all of that took place, we're not told. We'll be told in eternity, but we're not told here. He's the priest. He's the high priest of the Most High God. So here he comes. A priest is one who approaches God on the basis of a sacrifice that has been made to atone for sin, bread and wine, and pleads with God on behalf of man. And because of the sacrifice, the demands of God's holiness and righteousness have been met. And therefore, God, now here it is now free to act in grace in response to the pleading of the priest. Well, this man, Melchizedek, is going to go before God for Abraham. It's going to mean something. This is when Christ goes to God in regard to us. When John 14, we'll be getting into more things that Christ is doing for us in heaven, more than just preparing for you and for me a home. Now, all the blessings from God that he's about to pronounce, in fact, just so you'll know where we're coming from and going in the study here, verse 19, and he blessed him and said, this is Melchizedek, blessed Abraham, said, blessed be Abraham of or by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. Now, the high priest here can offer this type of prayer. And the bread of the wine, again, a type, a reminder.